funny to you that you almost skip laughing and you just start crying? Because I'm about there right now.
We're all freaks on the inside.
An acquired taste.
It's okay. Let's say it better.
This is an Acquired Taste podcast, the podcast where everyone has huge fights and then comes back together and does a podcast.
That is... It's literally us.
How's everyone doing, guys? I'm great.
I'm great, too.
I'm better now.
A little behind-the-scenes information on what's going on is that the three of us just had an epic blowout.
Via text.
Yes. The most... The best way to communicate.
It's okay to talk about because, funnily enough, it wasn't our first one. No. So we know we bounce back.
This is what happens. First of all, I'm the one who started the fight. I like to call it a discussion.
No, yes. I mean, you don't really have to take blame for starting it. It's
but
okay.
It was on me. I mean, but I would do it again.
Okay.
Because this is what happened. So.
And I'd do it again.
I'd do it again, too.
Because it was constructive.
It was.
Yes. Sort of.
It was cathartic for me.
Yes.
Okay, so here's what happened. So the three of us used to work together, but now I don't work with you two.
Yes.
Right? So I don't see you guys every morning. And so... I feel like I am out of the loop. My ring is making noises.
Oh my God, that was driving me crazy.
Sorry.
Okay.
That's your ring? That sounds like a bracelet. That sounds like an armful of bracelets.
So I feel out of the loop, and I feel like there have been little pieces of information that I haven't been getting. And so then when I think we have agreed on something, like a recording date, and then I find out that, no, that's not happening. We're actually doing it another time. I... lose it because I'm like, where wasn't I when this happened? And like, normally I understand if I zone out or something, but like, I remember the conversation. I remember having my phone out and being ready to put something in my calendar and putting something in my calendar. And I would not have done that if I had heard the thing.
I think when you were putting it in your calendar, you zoned out.
That must have been what it is. Because so then I've just been like feeling like I said to you guys, the college mother who sends her children off to college and is home and is like, I don't know what you're doing. I don't know what you're doing. You two are talking. I don't know what you're talking about. And then I feel like I don't know anything. And so this was just like, and then we've been trying to like get other things started in the background that I feel like have been taking forever. So then finally when it was like, oh, we're doing this thing this week that you didn't know we're doing, I lost it. And like 6 to 8 weeks of like tamped frustration where I've been just trying to like hold my shit together, like just unleashed.
For the record, you are probably dealing with this better than I think me and maybe Kathleen would deal with it, because my brain is paranoid by nature. So what's funny is Kathleen and I don't get to /choose not to talk about the podcast.
Yeah.
Really at work. Like our group text is where it all lives.
Yeah.
But from your point of view, that sounds weird.
Right, right.
So
I'd be crazy.
Because even if it was just like, oh yeah, I figured out my flight. Okay, awesome. Like even if it, like you guys wouldn't then know that where I didn't know a flight was figured out. Like it didn't even have, I didn't even think you were guys like were having meetings.
No.
I was just like, are things in passing happening that I'm not?
Before you left the big show, we were like a well-oiled Gouda wheel.
Oh, we were so
and
slick
and now
oiled.
We're like a poorly oiled Swiss cheese wheel.
There are holes holes.
But we can say that we are officially a small business.
We are.
We're business partners, which is why this friendship, now business friendship, partnership, I don't know what trio, menage a trois.
Whatever, everyone just cut your finger and put the bloody thing in the middle.
It's a little bit more complicated. So it's like opening up a cupcake shop with your best friend.
Yeah.
And she likes chocolate and you like vanilla and you need a signature flavor.
Right, yes, exactly. And yes, and then, you know, just you listening, picture your two of your friends and then you trying to figure out a schedule to like meet up when three of you have different schedules. And it's like it's two podcasts that are successful have two people, and now I see why.
And you know that meme.
So this is why we're gonna break a pool stick, throw it in the room, and whomever walks out gets to be in the podcast.
You know that meme when it's like, my favorite plans are the plans that get canceled?
Yes.
That doesn't work when you're trying to like produce a small business podcast LLC thing.
And you know what the icing on the cake is? I think I realized this weekend, you we are, outside of the podcast and outside of even co-working together at one point, are as close to each other as almost any other friend in our lives.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct. Yeah.
We're a triage, which means we are a safe space of emotion.
Oh yeah.
Which means sometimes we just let it out
or cancel the podcast altogether via text.
Because it's like when your parent does something as a kid and you're like, I hate you. It's not because you actually hate them. It's because you know that in 24 hours, everything's going to be fine. And this is safe.
Oh yeah.
So we kind of just, I feel like, throw things at each other because we subconsciously know it's safe.
This is how I know that we've grown, because the previous us would have been like, whatever, F you, we're not recording today.
Yeah.
And instead this time we were like, okay, let's do shots. We're recording today.
Also, no one's given me a shot yet. This is upsetting.
I have it. I offer it and Kathleen has to drive, but do you want one? Because I'll do one.
Sure.
Most certainly do
you
one.
You left that tequila in my apartment.
Kathleen. So I was finishing up work as the fight / discussion was escalating.
Yeah, big show work. And I said to Sam, do not read what's going on right now.
I was like, oh, okay, I'm done with work so I could catch up. And Kathleen's like, Sam, don't. I'm like, no, I'm okay now. Sam, please don't. And then we're in the car coming over. I'm like, okay, I'll do it now. She goes, Sam, please wait until 7 a.m. tomorrow morning.
You guys, because I know how each of your hearts work. Like, if it were Bethany, I would tell her something different. Sam, it's you. And I know what kind of day you're having. I'd tell you something different.
Tell me if I was called a smelly pirate hooker on the group chat.
Oh, no.
Bethany's dropping her mic.
No, I wasn't. And the thing is, like, there were multiple times where I even was like, this isn't anyone's fault. Like, I even said a couple, like, I wasn't complaining about you. I wasn't like.
There are a lot of things that are my fault.
But, like, I just had, like, been feeling so frustrated for so long, and I just felt like I had to tell you guys how frustrated I was. And I had at this point canceled the podcast recording, so I didn't think I was gonna see you, and so I had to just say it on
You're
a text
just unleashing.
Oh dear.
I mean,
I have to read this,
the root
text
of this, and I don't want this conversation to be too insider. Anybody who's listening to this, I don't want you guys to be confused, but the root of it is that we want to produce a better product.
Yeah.
And we're having a hard time doing that because
we care too much,
because we record in Kitchen Studio NYC,
right?
And
opening the tequila.
Wait, Sam, you put your finger up. You're like about to say Eureka, and then you stopped.
No, you hit me with a light bulb. So I was waiting for you to finish your point.
We want to produce a better product, and it's taking more time than we would like.
And we're, as we start this business,
open that GD tequila.
Yeah.
Hold on. What? Here we go.
There it is.
Take a swig.
Oh, we're not even.
Take a pull.
Oh. Okay.
I'll take a baby swig.
It's Cheers. Also that, like, I know, and again, this is a little inside baseball, and I hope you're not skipping ahead, but just so you know, like, we're all in this together, so this is what's going on behind the scenes.
Tequila.
Oh, God, that tastes like.
But we're also trying to get a lot of the things up and running that a lot of other podcasts have, like a Patreon, and, you know, getting some ad revenue so we can start, like, doing shows and stuff for you guys that are live. So
rebranding.
Rebranding.
Which is so much,
like,
work.
New colors and stuff. So much we're trying to get up and running that it's taking a long time, and so that there's some frustration there too.
But here's my Eureka moment. Wait, go ahead, Bethany, take a healthy
I sip. Wonder
what is
oh
what
my
are you lord made?
Is that not normal?
That was so many swugs.
That was like five shots.
No,
that you
it
just
wasn't
took.
You guys, Bethany just extended her jaw enough to pour the tequila in, and we saw it was a glug 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 glug.
I don't normally drink. I don't know what a normal shot is.
That that was a python eating a cow size shot.
No, what's gonna happen though?
Yeah, bad things. You're gonna go to sleep after we leave.
Catch up, Sam.
That was not what I was ready for.
You know, I've been reading this book. It's called Essentialism.
Okay.
And here's the author.
Arthur C. Clarke.
Hold on, while you look it up, I'm gonna try.
Take a shot.
This is a normal shot to me. Kathleen, I need you to observe.
I'm gonna count it. Here we go. Go.
Don't, there's no count.
No, I'm just gonna go. There, 1, 2, 3. Okay, so that was what I did. It was like a glug, glug, glug.
No. Yours was like glug, glug, glug times 11.
Oh, God, it bites. It stings.
Okay. Steam so much. Okay. It is called Essentialism, and the author is Greg McKeown.
Okay.
And it's essentially about getting to the root of what matters.
Okay.
And I feel like what we need to do with this podcast is get to the root of what matters. And what matters to me, and if you guys disagree, tell me right now.
Okay.
Community.
The TV show.
This safe space community.
Yes.
That we have built for our amazing listeners.
Yes.
You know, a space where you can ask any question or, you know, sort of just vent about anything and nobody's going to judge you. It's a judgment-free empowerment zone.
When you guys describe, so getting to that, let's start to unpack us a tiny bit. When you describe the podcast to someone, because I know what I say, when someone asks, what do you give them? Not like the business card of, we're the three friends who wear white to your friend's wedding and hug your brother. No, what's the conversation you have with someone when they ask about the podcast? What do you tell them? What are we about?
I say it's like your three best friends meeting up once a week and talking about what you and your three breast friends talk about.
My three breasts.
Yeah.
Three breasts. Did you say the same thing, Kathleen?
I usually tell people that it's nothing that they want to listen to. No, because in case...
This woman is our salesperson, by the way.
My immediate friends, if I talk about them, I don't want them to...
Oh my God, Kathy.
JK.
What about you, Sam? What do you say it is?
So I say it's kind of like the place where we are the shower thoughts section of BuzzFeed. We talk about things that on the surface don't really sound like things that people have wild discussions about because it's something A, everyone thinks about and no one really addresses, or B, it seems really unimportant, but it's still fun to get out.
Yes. Or something that you think about a lot, but you're afraid, you're embarrassed to say it out loud, or you have to ask another person.
With a little bit of mental health self-care peppered on top.
Yes, that part I'm proud of because that has evolved in itself. Largely, I think you were sitting on the horse leading that charge, Bethany. But that has evolved ever since. And that now is like one of my favorite parts of the podcast. We quote unquote normalize, and I hate that word because it should never seem abnormal in the first place. But discussion of, I have some serious issues that sometimes society makes me feel bad about.
Yeah.
Let's address it.
Yeah.
And my ultimate goal for this podcast is for us to be the podcast that I wish I had when I was growing up.
Yes.
Oh, that's
I think that's lovely.
So again, thanks for like sitting in on this meeting with us. I feel like the people who are listening right now, as we sort of are getting our legs, are like our family, are like the people who really are in this with us. Yeah. So if you're listening, you're one of those people. Let us know what you get from this.
Yeah. Yay, that was my like, light bulb.
Yay. Okay, good. So
oh my God, Bethany,
tweet us.
Crying?
Because it's been a day.
I
don't want to apologize for lashing out because I feel like I needed to.
No, you shouldn't.
But I also... I guess what I want to thank you for like accepting me lashing out. And then Kathleen, a couple times you called me out for being a little bit much.
No, it's okay.
But I appreciate that.
I'm a little bit much all the time.
No, but it was like I was being a little bit much and you were like, okay, this is a little.
But I wouldn't have said that to anybody who wasn't a true friend.
So thank you. So let us know. Tweet us at Acquired Podcast. That's probably easier than email.
Is it to you?
I think so. Only because emails tend to get like real wordy and I get overwhelmed and I don't know if we're going to be able to answer in the way that we would be able to answer a tweet.
Okay.
But if email serves you better, that's also great. You can email us at acquiredtastepodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
So my like backhacking exactly what Bethany just said, my eureka moment just now was this is a family meeting and I know we can only talk to each other here, but the people listening are part of the family meeting. They just need to go the extra mile to be part of the discussion.
Yeah.
So if you're missing something or you want to hear us elaborate on something or you're like, I love this podcast, if only, that's okay too. We welcome constructive criticism. A-holes, please don't be one. Like, you know, that's one thing.
Constructive.
But we are here for you. We're part of your community. Yeah. Our main point is for every individual set of ears listening. So I want to make sure we want to make sure you're happy. Give us what you're missing.
Yep. The Acquired Taste podcast community is numero uno for us. Priority number one. That said, since we're sort of getting our legs now and moving forward with the vision of this podcast, as it stands alone as an LLC.
Yeah, you guys, we have an LLC. We can write stuff off on our taxes. We have bank cards.
I've been using those all weekend.
That's why we don't have any money. And shout out to Andre.
From TD Bank.
Our personal banker.
Mm-hmm, who we really took for a wild ride last week.
A mess.
We're going to talk about this more on the next podcast.
We closed the place down. We spent like 7 hours together last week.
Poor Andre didn't know what he got himself into. You guys, we'll tell you everything. Maybe we'll get Andre on. We should call Andre. I have his phone number.
Call Andre?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. We'll call him.
You guys, I'm tipsy.
But yeah.
Good. More. More.
You guys. More.
Wait, I need a cracker or
you
something.
You guys are most important.
I need a cracker. Because the aftertaste of this tequila is like, you know, we're just prepping.
And that's what it comes down to.
So as Bethany looks in her cabinet for things that I could shove into my pie hole without being cooked.
See, bananas? Guys.
The dried bananas?
If we had a professional studio, we wouldn't have all of these wonderful assets at our fingertips.
It's true. Studios don't have dried bananas just sitting around willy-nilly.
They're from Trader Joe's. I got them today.
They're so good.
Okay, yes. Hold on. I'm going to take one more swig. And then we have to get into... That was not our topic.
Our topic.
Guys. Listen. But it was lethargic.
Gentle listener, this is your fault because several of you said you wish the episodes were longer. Yes. So you did this.
So...
Okay, I'm putting the tequila away. Okay,
that's the end of our editorial meeting.
Let's get to the topic.
Everybody take a donut on your way out, please.
I feel so much better, you guys. I can't even tell you. Because we weren't addressing it when you both came in. You just came in and like acted like nothing was wrong. And I'm like, oh, now this is worse.
I didn't read 90% of the email, so there's a small percent chance I'll have a full panic attack when I get home later.
No, I was just trying to cancel everything.
I'm still proud of us for being friends after that.
Totally. It was when everything boils over and... You know you can do better and you're not doing it.
Yes.
And
we can do better.
We can totally do better.
You're describing every waking moment of my life.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So this email, for the record, we have a bunch of emails that we're late on. We're making a concerted effort to get more caught up on those. So sorry. We're going to call this one from listener Tammy.
Yes.
Remind me if I say the...
Tammy. As in Tammy Duckworth.
Tammy Flew. Sure.
Low supply this last flu season.
Very low.
So this is kind of echoing off. We had a wedding discussion. So this is a wedding-ish topic.
Yes, last podcast.
Yes. Okay, so Tammy says, hello.
Hello.
First of all, I love you guys. Second of all, please help. So I am engaged. Congratulations,
Yay.
Tammy.
Hey, Tammy.
And planning a wedding to the man of my dreams. I have a larger friend group, which resulted in us having a larger wedding party.
Yeah.
I have 6 bridesmaids. This was actually me making cuts, too. I have this friend that I am very close with and lived with in college for 3 years. We're good friends. However, I decided not to have her as a bridesmaid, but rather a personal attendant instead. I did this for a reason. She often makes things about herself and can be very self-centered, i.e. making a point to get drunker than others in our friend group on everyone's 21st birthday.
Yeah.
That one's funny to think about. Having to make a point that her major was always harder than ours in college.
But it was. It means she's better, right?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You don't even know. And I minored in Latin. Making a point when she got more playing time in the sport we all played in college, etc. I have learned that this is...
Why are they still friends with this girl?
Yeah, that's my question.
I
didn't mean to interrupt you.
Sounds like a pain in the butt, but we're only hearing the worst of it.
Okay.
Sure.
You know? Okay. So, I have learned that this is the way she is and try not to let it bother me. So, for my wedding, I decided to not let her take the spotlight. When I asked her to be my personal attendant by writing it out in a heartfelt note about our friendship and buying her favorite bottle of rum, she didn't say anything to me or look at me in the eyes the rest of the night. I felt as if she expected to be a bridesmaid and is hurt that she is not. The next day, she texted me and said, quote, do I have to, unquote.
I was this bitch.
Hold on, Bethany. Hold on. I was so shocked and hurt that she had this reaction. I replied by saying she's important to me and I want her involved in the day and she hasn't responded yet. This was 5 weeks ago.
Oh, Lord.
Which has been several other weeks since then. When do I...
This was sent in 2015.
This was actually snail mail. When do I say forget it? I want her involved and I love her very much, but I don't want the drama and I fear... I fear she'll bring. Ugh, I would love to hear what you girls think. My maid of honor is obviously biased and trying to make me feel much better, which I greatly appreciate. However, am I at all in the wrong? Should I react differently? Do I need to be more sensitive to her feelings? Thank you, fake Tammy.
Tammy.
Go ahead.
You're a saint.
Yeah.
I would have dropped this friend years ago. This friend is being completely irrational. She's making it about her per usual.
Yeah.
And she's being incredibly disrespectful and rude by saying, do I have to?
Okay.
This is your day. This is your day. And this is your day.
Okay. Yes, I hear all those words.
I have a friend like Tammy's friend.
Okay.
And there are some friends that are great friends in real life. They have a lot of flaws, but your life is still better because of them. And you recognize their strengths and recognize their weaknesses, and you don't put them up on a pedestal because you realize that they're human.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds a lot like Tammy's friend. And right. Sam, you're right. We're only hearing one side of it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And you want this friend after the wedding. There's some friends that are like really particularly not good friends when you're getting married because it's just something that is above their pay grade.
Yeah.
Their friendship grade. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean that you want to cut them out for the rest of their life. So I see where Tammy is coming from. And I think that she just needs to deal with her friend's drama. I mean, she has to ask herself deep down, does she want this friend for the rest of her life?
Right.
And can she get through the next couple of months before her wedding, recognizing that this friend is going to be a friend up until the point where she gets married. And then after that, they can go back to normal.
Right.
Yeah. Sam.
Okay. I think I would assume that she does want to be good friends because of the way she wrote this email.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I really think she cares about Tammy.
You know? She gave Tammy rum.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's more, most people just like ask.
Which reminds
text.
Me, you moved the tequila, which is a huge concern for me, but we'll address that later.
No,
that's
I'll
okay.
bring it back.
That's okay. That's okay.
I got it.
Okay.
Here it is.
Thank you.
I think Bethany is Tammy's friend.
So,
JK, no.
But back to me.
I just said that because of the alcohol, not because you make it about you.
Don't worry, I didn't internalize it.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
But right now, what you're doing right now is what my family does constantly.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Stay tuned for the next episode.
No, we didn't mean Beth. No, it's okay. And I'm like, no, it's fine.
No, it's fine. We love that you're the black sheep. You bring a specialness to the family.
It's fine, Bethany.
Thanks, Mom.
Oh.
You're
okay.
Fine, Kathleen.
Kathleen is blushing for the
you're
record.
You're fine. Have some tequila.
Oh, thank you.
My mom just texted me. No more alcohol. Shut up, Mom.
You don't know me.
You don't know me.
Except that you birthed me and know me better than anyone.
I literally just texted her, you don't know me.
Okay. So, having said all of this, I think that Tammy went about this. First of all, proud of you, girl, because there are a lot of people who will just invite the person as a bridesmaid because they feel badly mm-hmm. and they know it's the right mm-hmm. thing to do, quote unquote, because I'm not righting or wronging anyone here. But you made a decision for yourself. You knew what was coming. You did the right thing. Good for you.
Yeah, agreed.
I understand Tammy's friend's feelings being hurt because something tells me she has no idea that she is this way. I think her way comes from some serious insecurities maybe, or some childhood growing upness, something. I don't know that she fully understands. So I'm just trying to put myself in her shoes. And she, even if she's 30% aware of it, let's give her some self-awareness credit here.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
It's still going to hurt.
Yeah.
That sucks.
I didn't think about that.
It does suck.
So I think, to Tammy's credit, that she did everything right so far, but now I think it needs to be honestly addressed.
Yep.
Not easy.
Yeah, I think you're right, Sam. I didn't think about that. I assume that everyone is working with full awareness of how they are.
Yeah, if your very good friend was getting married and you weren't asked to be a bridesmaid, it would hurt a lot.
And if everyone else, I'm guessing, in your friend group is a bridesmaid, that's gonna hurt. Okay, so,
and she has a big one too. She said she cut it down from 6, so I would be like, you don't even just have 2 people. What happened?
Yeah, I think you're right, because it may end the friendship.
Yeah,
depending on how she takes it.
Yeah.
But if you don't address it, it's going to be very awkward the rest of the time at your wedding. So I think that if she doesn't want to do it, maybe now is the time to make sure she knows that she doesn't want to do it.
Right. Like, I see, even if she doesn't want to do it, I would understand that from her point of view. But like, picture it. Put both of your really close friends in the same situation. Mm-hmm. How would you want to address it? So for my best friend, and this is kind of hard because my best friend is the opposite of this. Like, she's too good. I need to tell her to chill the hell out. She's amazing. I would have to like hold her hand and I'd immediately start crying. Mm-hmm. But this would be a cocktail night out.
Yep.
Like, 2 cocktails deep, holds her hands. Like, listen, sweetie, I want you to be a bridesmaid so badly, but I have to be perfectly honest. You've outshone me. Don't make it about your other friends.
Yeah.
Right.
Even though it's a pattern, don't make it about your other friends. You've outshone me our entire lives.
Yeah.
And have your examples. And you're upset. Like, if she sees you hurt for her, it might make the delivery easier. And I know you do hurt for her because of how you wrote this email.
How amazing would it be? Oh my God, this is a horrible thing to say. But say somebody sat you down. Now, Tammy doesn't talk about her friend's looks at all in this email. But imagine somebody sat you down and said, I'm sorry, you just can't be my bridesmaid because you're too beautiful.
I would love to.
Oh my
hear
gosh.
That.
Do that. Tammy, yeah. That's your other option.
I think you're, that's, yeah.
Yeah. You're going to show me up, and I don't want, but don't tell all the other women. it.
I just can't have you standing there next to me. People will look at you and not at me.
Okay. So Sam is plan A, if you want to be honest. And then Kathleen is plan B, if you just want to like wiggle out of it.
Yeah.
Can you just have a rubber nose prepared for that discussion? Oh, like, man. You can be my bridesmaid if you agree to wear the silicone for at least 7 hours.
Yeah.
I just remembered something. So I said, when we first started talking about this, I have a friend, like Tammy's friend, who I recognize her strengths and weaknesses, and she just would not be a good bridesmaid. She was just asked to not be a bridesmaid in somebody else's wedding that she was asked to be a bridesmaid in.
Wait, like she was formally asked and then they said never mind,
and then they said this is not working, like I still want you to come, I love you, but I'm going to dis-ask you to be my bridesmaid. And that's an even harder conversation to have than not asking in the first place.
Listen, like your wedding is the one day that it's about you.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is, I feel like if you are a bridesmaid or a groom's person, groomsman, and you make it to the wedding day, you've passed friendship test. Because like this is the day where if anyone is not working out, they do get to be cut. Like it's your right as the bride or the groom to cut.
And, of course.
And this is how it works. And you know, I don't think that, Tammy, you need to feel bad about saying what you need or what you want your day to be. Our friend Danielle from The Big Show, she said, I don't know if she said this publicly, but like the majority of the people who were like standing up for her at her wedding, she doesn't really even talk to anymore. Yeah.
And that's not uncommon.
Okay. Right. So it's you get to act in your best interest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My sister-in-law, too. She doesn't talk to most of the people that were in her wedding.
And Tammy hasn't been doing it unkindly. She gave a bottle of rum.
That's just the nice thing you do for anyone, really. No, you're completely right. It is your day. You do exactly how you need to do it. But if it's going to affect your future happiness to know you're hurting your friend's feelings and maybe lose friendship with this person, that's what needs to be addressed. That also counts as for the rest of your life.
Just tell her that she's too beautiful to stand next to you.
If you're, okay.
She's too tall. She's too beautiful. She's too thin. Whatever it is. Just tell her.
She's like 4'9".
Yeah. You still have nightmares from a wedding problem that you had a long time ago.
I have PTSD and I can't even talk about it.
Someone quoted you on Twitter as that, by the way.
Well, I was a maid of honor and I took myself out of a wedding once.
So you know how important it is to have the communication leading up to.
It was the best decision I ever made. Yeah. So, I mean, weddings are nothing to play around with.
Yeah. No. Which, unless, quote, bumper sticker made. Weddings are nothing to play around with.
Unless you're a professional bridesmaid, which I keep seeing that popping up on the internet as like an actual profession.
Really? What? Like the Kevin Hart movie?
Do you know if you're a professional bridesmaid, you can get paid like you could go to a Saturday wedding and make like $4,000 or $5,000.
Bye, guys.
Wait, what?
I'm leaving. This podcast.
Yeah, there are people who do this. They're so good at their jobs. They like know how to sew. They're makeup artists, their hair, you know, hairstylists, and they are also professional bridesmaids. So you always have somebody there to handle whatever needs to be handled. And the person walks into the wedding venue with you, the church or wherever you're getting married, and they stand next to you and they're a hired person.
I thought that, wow, okay, well, I'm not qualified, but this is something I would love to do.
I wonder if you have to be a little ugly.
Yes, I think you probably, oh God.
Bethany.
No, it's like.
But we're saying ugly based on, you don't know what I'm comparing it to.
You can't be Cindy Crawford.
Right, you can't be beautiful.
Yeah.
You have to be a little bit less beautiful than whatever bride it is.
Yes.
Like, I would need to hire like a 3. Right?
Oh, get out of here.
A 10. No.
What did you just rank yourself?
Like a 10 would need to hire like an 8.
Yes.
Right? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, you just call yourself a 5 by that math? Like
okay, well in...
But also you...
Depends on what's... You just never know.
You will have to give me a $1 for the self-insult jar.
One does not know.
If you finish this thought.
One doesn't know.
You never know.
One, you don't know.
One is full of shit right
now. You want some tequila?
Yes.
I imagine somebody who was like a 5...
You hire a 2.
Would... No, somebody who was like a 5... At their looks would do the best at this job
because and again you might be a 5 at this wedding but like a 10 in my house.
But what does Mindy Kaling say? Sam's now she's
we're Kathleen's
very shallow compared to Sam. So
my
sorry.
My mom just got in a fight.
Why? Because you told her she
doesn't know you don't know me, and she said I'm sorry.
I'm
like, no! Is that a fight for you and your mother?
Yeah, we don't ever fight.
So Mindy Kaling says this thing where, like, in New York, she's like an 8, and in LA, she's like a 3, but in Chicago, she's a 10.
Oh, God. If I go to LA, I'm a 2.
Yeah. LA, everybody's beautiful.
I don't like
this conversation.
No, but it's
guys.
True. That's why, like, one of the reasons I left the big show is because I'm writing my own project and I'm in the process of working on taking the steps to sell it.
Yeah.
And part of it is, like, I wrote it because I need to write material for myself because I'm a white, blue-eyed, blonde-haired woman.
You're so unique.
And if you go to LA, there are 20,000 women who are better at being me than I am at being me. So you have to write your own stuff to be able to, like, get in.
Here's what I don't get, because we're going to continue to segue. We'll get back to you, Tammy. We are so sorry.
No, we already answered Tammy's question.
Here's what, Tammy, we love you so much. And so sorry for the long delay on
Tammy,
answering
you got this. You're doing everything right. Stand up for yourself.
Oh, my God. Wait.
Chances are Tammy's wedding already happened.
No, it didn't. Stop.
Are we still recording?
Tammy, please email us back and let us know what you think.
What happened?
I'm going to, before I get into my segue of thoughts to comment on Bethany's thing, we have something to get to that's super important.
You guys, we have someone who wants to partner with us. God knows why.
Yay! Okay, so it's called Illuminate Magic, and what it is...
It sounds like a witch like a powder, but it's not.
And that's exactly what it is. It's a witch powder.
Illuminate Magic.
I hold in my hand a Luna Bluetooth wireless nightlight speaker by Illuminate Magic.
It's a glowing orb.
It's beautiful. So it's about the size of, like, a larger pillar candle, would you say?
Yeah.
Pillar candle, yes.
Yep. And it's a speaker. And it so the speaker meshes on the top. And then it's so cool. So you can either plug your SD card, your phone, your Bluetooth. You have a bunch of different ways that you can have it produce sound for you.
Correct.
And then if you tap the top, it has like, it's a normal light, brighter light, brightest light by tapping the top. But then... You put your whole...
Wait, cut your hand. Hold on. Do it.
You put your whole hand over the top, and it has colors. So then it changes from, like, red to blue to purple if you're having, like, a party.
You just tap it up top. So it's 3 levels of brightness if you just want, like, a nightlight kind of thing, which is cool because that's where I live because I'm afraid of the dark.
Well, do you know what I do? Bethany said it looked like a pillar candle.
Yeah.
I have these, you know, you get them at, like, Target, the fake wax candles that you don't actually light. You put the battery in.
Yeah.
This is what this reminds me of, except it turns colors,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And it's a fun way to listen to our podcast, just saying. So on top of that, here's the best part. They donate 10% of sales to the McLean Children's Hospital.
Yay.
Amazing. So the hospital provides pediatric doctors for cancer, heart, brain, spine, and much more. All this kind of, they're just amazing.
They're helping kids out.
They're helping kids out, which is definitely the punchline. But you also get 15% off if you go to their website, which is illuminatemagic.com.
Illuminate with an I, illuminate.
Yeah, we're going to post a picture just so everyone can see. And use code ACQUIRED.
There's a C in it.
ACQUIRED.
You know, I'm just looking at this thing and it makes me want to plug in my soothing, relaxing music and meditate while it changes colors.
Yeah, it's a great way to, like, fall asleep or wake up. It's really beautiful. I love mine. So
I love it.
We love them. So what's that again?
Illuminate Magic Luna Light.
So we answered Tammy's question.
Yes, and we'll just follow us on Instagram, Acquired Taste Podcast, and we'll post all the info so you can get the discount and whatnot.
And make a great gift.
Mm-hmm.
So we answered Tammy's question.
Yes. Wait, I wanted to comment Bethany's thing.
What?
So you think you're not special because you're a white, blonde, blue-eyed girl.
So everyone has heard the term triple threat, which means you can act, you can dance, and you can sing. But my opinion is that nowadays you have to be a quadruple threat, which is you also can write.
Mm-hmm.
Because so many people break in. Yeah, like Mindy Kaling. You break in because you can write. And so that's why... I'm writing my own stuff because I'm auditioning as well, but, like, I know that I have a higher likelihood of being successful in breaking in if I create my own work versus waiting for someone else to think, like, she is the exact right white, blonde-haired, blue-eyed person when I know that there's a million other of those.
That's fine.
It's like the social media person who can also photo edit and video edit and sound edit and
this,
blah, blah, blah.
What Bethany says reminds me of Kathleen. Did you see it? Because I'm pretty sure Bethany didn't watch it. La La Land?
Yes, I saw La La Land.
I got the screener. I never watched it.
Okay.
Oh, you should. It's so good.
Yeah.
Bethany's reminds me of La La Land. And this is just a small... just in case I validating everything you're saying.
Sure.
I get it. And it makes a lot of sense. But I'm sure there are people out there who have similar dreams and maybe don't consider themselves in the same pool that you are. So I want to bring everybody back to the scene in La La Land before she, slight spoiler alert, I guess. I'm so sorry. It's been out for a while.
It's been out for like 3 years. It's
before
okay.
Before she got her dream accomplished.
Sure.
When she was auditioning for something, and the joke was she goes into an elevator after what she considers to be a really crappy audition, and the doors are about to close, and before they close, four other redheaded white women with the same shirt walk in behind her, yeah. And they are much more, to reference, Cindy Crawford-esque.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she's just sitting there like...
Oh, it's insane. You go to auditions. This has happened, because I've been doing this since I was in college. Like, you go into a room, and there are yous in the entire room. It's the weird, like, people wonder why really famous actors are insane. It's because they've spent their entire life going into rooms filled with thems who yeah. are better looking than they are, and then like battling to be the best you can possibly be.
This feels a lot like when your boyfriend breaks up with you or your girlfriend breaks up with you and then dates somebody who looks exactly like yeah. you immediately.
Oh my God, that has happened, and it feels tragic.
It sucks. Now put that as your whole career.
It's awful.
It destroys you as a person. So, but the great thing about today, and then this goes back to applying to you as you listen, is that we're in such an incredible time, as Sam takes more dehydrated bananas.
I'm so sorry.
That you really are in a place to create whatever it is that you want to do. Yes. Like, even 10 years ago, I could not have done what I'm trying to do today, which is create my own content and like putting it out there regardless if anyone wants to see it or not.
Yeah.
You can make your own music and put it out there. You can have GarageBand. You have microphones. We have a podcast from Kitchen Studio NYC. You can make your own films. You can make your own TV shows. You can write your own novels. You can self-publish. Like, there's yeah. just... If you have a dream, there are so many different ways that you can really just take those steps now instead of waiting for someone else to be the gatekeeper.
Everything is necessary, because regret is the worst word in the entire world.
Yeah, just do it. You got to do it.
And regret is even worse when you spell it regret. That and it's
are
really
you drunk? You're not even drunk.
No, these bananas that you guys are eating are disgusting.
They're so bad, but if you...
What are you talking about? These are delicious.
Do you want some peanut butter?
No, I'm okay.
Wait, you think they're actually bad, Kathleen?
They're really terrible.
You think they're bad, Bethany?
No, I think they're delicious.
You do?
Yeah.
You think freeze-dried bananas
are... Are you talking to me, or you being sarcastic?
I had half of this bag today as a snack.
Okay, I think these are really good. These are like space person food. I'm 1 degree closer to being an astronaut for eating these.
Sam's an astronaut.
I have a little piece in my mouth. I don't even want to bite down.
Oh my God, Kathleen, bite down.
Bite down.
It's a banana.
Do it.
It tastes disgusting.
Do it.
It's disgusting.
It's a freeze-dried banana.
I'm like the toddler at the dinner bite table. It. And you guys are like, eat your green beans. They're good for you.
Oh, good. Which, for the record, they are.
So we were going to do a second question, but I don't know how long we're going.
All right. We have several more emails to get to from listeners. A crap ton more. Keep sending us your emails at anacquiredtastepodcast@gmail.com. We are so sorry if we haven't gotten to it yet. We promise it is happening.
Yes. And even if we don't respond... Our goal is to read them all, so know that you've been heard.
Oh yeah, we have a folder that says like advice needed, which has been read but not yet responded
yes,
to.
Yes,
and it was my job last week, assigned to me by myself. I failed myself and you guys to go through all of our Facebook messages, and I didn't get a chance to. And this is part of our growing pain.
This is the thing.
I failed.
Girl,
I failed.
We're working on it.
We're at the point where we need an intern, but we don't have enough money to spend to pay an intern. So, you know,
this is the ramen noodles stage.
Yeah, we're doing our best. But we should go around.
Our best
around.
Is not good enough to do better.
We should go around and say what we learned this week, and I can actually start if you guys need time to think.
No, yeah, go ahead, girl.
Okay. So I rediscovered the podcast Nancy. Do you guys listen to it?
I've never heard about Nancy.
It's really, really, really wonderful. So it's a podcast that is for the LGBTQIA community.
What does the IA stand for?
Okay, so the Q stands for queer or questioning.
Okay.
The I stands for intersex. Mm-hmm. And then the A stands for either asexual or allied.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. Or all of them.
Right.
All of them.
But anyway, so Nancy is this amazing podcast, because even if you are not of that community, mm-hmm. you're probably an ally. And even if you're not an ally, A, you should be. And B, listen to this podcast, because they do such an incredible job of just telling these wonderful stories that you're really engaged in. And then you realize you're learning stuff. Like, I was listening one today as I was grocery shopping, and they were talking about people who identify as asexual. Yeah. Like, they're just not...
Right.
They, like, don't really feel
right.
the need to do that. Yeah. Or, like,
it
they don't realize when they're being...
It just doesn't strike them for anyone.
Yeah. I know people like that.
Yeah, so do I. And, sure. and I just learned so much about... You learn, like, the words that are associated. You learn... You just pick up these things that I think are not going away if you're somebody who feels like you're not really aware of kind of the social movement of things. This is a great podcast to listen to because you're going to come into contact with people who ask to be referred to as they
yeah.
rather than he or she. And, yeah. and it's just a really good sort of gentle way to learn about a community that's different than you.
Yeah. And I think it's super important because I've been in a similar situation because within the last couple of years, I have, and it's not the same thing, but it's just an associated thing. I've had a friend who came out as transgender,
mm-hmm.
and it was my first very close personal friend to come out as transgender, and thus family had to discuss it for the first time in my life.
Yeah.
It's super important to understand when you don't understand something.
Yes.
Because so many people think, I don't get it, and thus they immediately start to not exactly argue against it, but kind of have a slightly negative reaction toward yeah. it.
Or a little defensive.
Yeah, defensive. Great word for it. Even if it's not a vicious thing. But think about the things your grandparents say that upset you because it seems this, that, or the other thing. Every generation has one of those. So if at a young age you have an open mind and you're like, I don't get it, and that's fine. Let me just hear a little bit more about it. That's super healthy. It's much better than, I don't get it. What is that? I don't even, you know, whatever. That's just too confusing.
Right. Or it's dumb or it's not.
I don't get it and I don't want to get it ever.
Yeah.
Right.
Dangerous.
And at the end of the day, I don't think anyone listening is of this mentality, but if you at the end of the day don't agree with something, I want to say it's not your role to agree with it, but
it's like you don't have to agree, but that right. doesn't mean that it's wrong.
Like, don't worry about it.
Yeah. Definitely.
But you do have to love. So just let people live. We've been hearing a lot about people calling police on other people. Just let people live. Just let people do their thing and we're just trying to accept each other more and spread love. And if love is too strong of a word, then just not putting in jail.
How about spread not being put in jail?
How about just, like, you know, acceptance? Acceptance.
Excellent.
Acceptance.
Excellent.
So by the way, the podcast again is Nancy. And it's just, and if nothing else, the two people who host it have just the best friendship and listen for the friendship.
Love it. Kathleen, do you want to go or do you need
yes,
time?
I learned that you are not as unique as you think you are. No, I'm just JK. I say this because...
Bitch, you ain't special.
You're not special. And I say this because the big show, Sam and I went to Miami this weekend for a work trip. And my husband and I went to go check into our hotel room. And they said, oh, you've already checked in.
You know, because you would not remember checking
and
in.
I said, no, that's impossible. We just got here. We didn't check in. They said, no, we have somebody with your name on with a credit card on file. You checked in. We said, no, that's impossible. They said, okay, here are your room keys. And he and I went up to our room and we opened the door and somebody has unpacked. The TV is on.
Wait, they gave you the room keys?
Yeah, yes. The room keys. To somebody else's room.
I think it was just a really confused employee that just was being lazy and confused at the same time.
Turns out the guy who checked in had the same exact name as my husband.
My husband's name isn't that common.
And it's not that common.
It's medium common.
And medium
the
common.
The last name is...
His name isn't like John Wilson.
No. It's not that common, but... It happened. I don't know how to explain it.
Yes.
And yes, sure enough, a man with children, by the way, with Neil's same name, was living in our room.
That's insane.
It's fantastic.
So you're not as unique and special as you think you are.
You are not as unique and special as you think you are. So yeah, just remember that. Move on.
Yeah. You know what? My sister almost like... She had so many problems in high school because my sister was a straight A student. She was a crossing guard. She was an honor student, whatever. And then there was another person with her identical name.
No way.
Who was not that and the opposite of that.
That's okay.
And
wow.
So my sister would get like letters saying, you're not going to graduate.
No way.
And she would have to say, no, it's the other one.
Yeah. I used to have a guy. His name is Phil.
Harmonic.
Phil Smith. And every time he would fly, because there's a million other Phil Smiths and some of those Phil Smiths are bad apples, he would always get like flagged, just like the TSA had to like look at him more carefully.
This is why if you're pregnant right now, name your kid something like tambourine.
Don't name him Clementine. Audio science, because surprisingly that's taken.
Audio what is science?
Audio science.
Oh. No.
You guys don't know?
No.
Hold on. I'm going to Google it right now.
I'm not aware of any of the current events because I don't have a job, so I don't pay attention.
So, A Knight's Tale, that famous movie.
Yeah. With Heath Ledger, R.I.P.
With Heath Ledger, R.I.P. The female counterpart, her son's name is Audio Science.
Oh, funny.
That's a real
Is one. That like Lilu Dallas Multipass?
Did not know that was like.
So, Sam, what did you learn this week?
So what I learned this week is if there's something you really want, just get it, because chances are it's not going to be available in the future.
What does that mean?
So I really, 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 really need a new dresser.
I told
dresser.
You to get that IUD. I told you to get it.
And now you have a baby.
Let's put that under jokes that aren't funny.
I got it from my mama.
Oh, my God. Hopefully you did it. Wow. Okay. Anyway. So I need a new small dresser in my room. And by need, I don't mean like, oh, I'm so tired of the decoration. I really need it. No, I'm not kidding. The one I've had for a couple years doesn't fit my TV. So if I kind of hit my TV, I have to catch it every time. Because my thing is too small. It's something I brought from my parents. Yeah. Like, you know, just growing up furniture.
Yeah, it's your childhood furniture.
It's my childhood furniture. So I really need something else as someone approaching. They're like, they're in their late 20s. So I had this thing that was on sale in West Elm that I wanted so much, but I needed X amount in my bank account before I let myself buy it.
Sure.
I finally hit X amount, and when I came home to buy it today, it's no longer no for way. Sale.
But you know what? You did the responsible thing, because you don't want to buy something when you don't have the money.
You're right. You are 100% right.
That is a lesson I have not learned in life.
But my question is, can anyone help me? Because it was on West Elm, and it was a lot of money off, and it's called the 3-drawer bronze mirrored dresser. It's the Celestial 3-drawer bronze mirror dresser. I want it so badly, you guys, and it's out now. So I'm wondering, it wasn't, if you bought it, you couldn't return it. So one of our listeners might have bought it and don't want it anymore, and I could buy it from them.
Okay.
You should go to the store, because there might still be a floor model out somewhere.
I already called the store.
Really?
Did you try eBay and or Craigslist?
Did not do the eBay thing yet, but I will. But I really want this, and they're out of it at West Elm, and I don't know what to do.
So if you're someone who just like buys furniture willy-nilly, whether you need it or not.
I might have it in my closet.
And you bought this West Elm drawer. Let Sam know. Tweet her at Sam_Rosalie.
It was so pretty. I'm so sorry for
you. Thank
you.
I just need something else, because I'm about to punch my TV and make a much more expensive purchase.
Put your TV on the floor.
But then you can't see it when you're on your bed.
Do you... Oh, see, I just lie on my floor and cry. So I just assume it's at eye level.
Optimal viewing.
Yeah. So, yes, follow us all on social media. Thank you for sticking through this. Holy cow. You're the best. Follow us on social media. Sam, you are?
Sam_Rosalie on Instagram and Twitter.
And Kathleen. I'm Webgirl Kathleen on everything.
And I'm Ms. Bethany Watson, MS Bethany Watson on Instagram and Facebook, and Radio Bethany on Twitter. And if you work at Twitter and you can help me change my name, so that it matches Ms. Bethany Watson, but I get to
While
keep my check.
For
oh, yeah. And Sam and I need to be verified. Thank you. Bye.